Chapter 9. Home at Last. Pinocchio swam and swam. The sea was rough and they were far from the shore. He was getting very tired. Suddenly, he heard a voice shout,
"Pinocchio, do you need some help?"
It was the big fish from inside the shark. Pinocchio and Geppetto both climbed onto the fish's back and they soon reached the shore.
"We must go home," said Pinocchio.
So Geppetto and Pinocchio set off along the road.
"Pinocchio! Pinocchio!"
It was the fox and the cat. They came out of the trees and stood at the side of the road.
"Please help us, Pinocchio. We are old now,"
cried the cat.
"And we are ill," cried the fox.
We have no money. We have nothing to eat,
they said together. But Pinocchio laughed.
"You may be old and ill," he said. "You may have no money and nothing to eat. But you tricked me. You took my pieces of gold and left me with nothing. So I won't help you."
And Pinocchio and Geppetto went on their way. At last, they came to Geppetto's little house and they went in.
"Who is there?" said a voice.
"A poor puppet and a poor old man," replied Pinocchio.
He looked around the room, but there was no one there.
"I'm up here, Pinocchio," said the voice.
They looked up, and there, high up on the wall, was Jiminy Cricket.
"I've come from the fairy's house," he told them. "She's very ill. She told me. I am sad because I will never see little Pinocchio again."
Pinocchio felt very sad for the fairy. But first he had to look after his father.
"My father is thirsty," Pinocchio said to Jiminy. "Where can I find some milk?"
"You must go to the farm," said the cricket.
So Pinocchio ran to the farm.
"Please would you give me some milk?"
he asked the farmer.
"I need it for my father."
"Give me a piece of gold," said the farmer, "and I will give you some milk."
"I don't have a piece of gold," replied Pinocchio.
"Then you can do some work for me," said the farmer. "Do you see that well? I want you to pull up 100 buckets of water."
100 buckets of water? But that will take me all day," cried Pinocchio.
"If you want some milk, you must do it," said the farmer.
So Pinocchio started to pull up the water. Soon he felt tired, but he did not stop. He pulled up 100 buckets of water. Then the farmer gave him some milk, and Pinocchio took it home to Geppetto. On his way home, Pinocchio saw a grey donkey in a field.
"I know that donkey," he thought.
He went nearer.
"It's my old friend Lampwick," he cried. "I see that you are still a donkey, Lampwick." "Yes, but I'm happy," replied Lampwick. "The farmer looks after me well. I see that you are a puppet again, Pinocchio."
Then Pinocchio told Lampwick his story. At the end, he said,
"I am living with my father. I want to go to work. Then I can buy food for us both. And I'm going to learn to read and write too, so I can be a real boy at last. I will never be naughty again, Lampwick."